Transport is an important branch of international business. Carriage of goods takes place by road or railway, inland waterway, sea and air. But carriage by sea is the most widely used form of transportation in international trade, as it is considered cheaper to deliver large quantities of goods over long distances. And in recent years, a new type of carriage appeared called the combined transport, operating on a road-sea-rail journey, for example. The shipment clause in a contract between the importer and the exporter requires the time of shipment, the ports of loading and destination, means of conveyance, partial shipment, transshipment, shipping advice, etc. There are three parties involved in most movements of goods: the consignor, who sends, the carrier, who carries them, and the consignee, who receives them at the destination. In sea transport, chartering of ships or booking shipping space is involved, and the contract entered into between the ship owner and shipper may take the form of either a charter party or a bill of lading. When goods are shipped in large consignments, bulk cargoes in particular, such as mineral ore and fertilizer, it may be best to hire a complete ship. A charter party is a document which states the terms and conditions of the contract signed by the ship owner, who provides the ship, and the charterer, who hires it. Ship chartering is usually arranged through a ship broker. The bill of lading, used for consignment by sea, is the most important shipping document. Indeed, it is a receipt of the goods given to the shipper by the shipping company, a document of title to the goods and evidence of a contract between the shipping company and the shipper. Opening sentence. A consignment of your tableware, dispatched by Smith Transport Company, is delivered in good condition on the 17th of July. We have pleasure in notifying you that we have booked shipping space for your goods under the order number MO54 on SS Peace for Colombia next week. As soon as we received your letter of the 29th of January, we contacted the shipping company for shipping the cargo next month. We notify you with regret that there is no container sailing from here to Hong Kong prior to May 30th, middle part. We feel apologetic that we really have no way to make shipment on the 27th of May, contracted time of delivery, because of an unexpected snag. Shipment cannot be made within the prescribed time and should be postponed to the next month, as the manufacturers have not gotten all the quantity ready. Owing to the delay in opening the relevant LC, we cannot guarantee to get the goods dispatched within the contracted time. As we are in urgent need of the goods, we find it necessary to stress the importance of making punctual shipment within the validity of the LC. We have booked space on SS Long Wind for the shipment of chemical fertilizer under order number 1999. The goods are to be made in four equal lots beginning from January, with transshipment at Hong Kong. If you agree to have the goods in two equal lots, please let us know so that we can make arrangements accordingly. We were informed that a vessel is due to sail for Hong Kong on Friday, so that your cargo must surely arrive within a week from that date. Please uncover and examine the refrigerators as early as you can after they are delivered to you. Let us and the carriers know in case of any damage arising from the delivery. We shall book shipping space on that vessel on receipt of your LC amendment. Any delay in shipment would be detrimental to our future business. If we are in receipt of your order by the end of this month, He can promise delivery by the 25th of May. You must open the relative LC to reach us before the 30th of May. Closing sentence. We enclose a completed shipping form and 3 copies of the bill of lading. Please kindly sign and return 2 copies of the bill. The consignment is urgently needed, so it will be appreciated if you dispatch them without any more delay. We should appreciate prompt shipment and hope to establish a regular connection for the future. If this first consignment proves to conform to the samples supplied, please quote us your freight rate and let us have any information of your sailing. We have already made all the necessary arrangements with the shipping company. Dear Sirs, your order number 890 for rice. We are in possession of your letter dated the 28th of May that requested us to ship all the 5,000 metric ton of rice in one lot. We are very sorry for our inability to do as you wish. When we offered the consignment, it was clearly stated that we would make delivery of the goods in July. If you request to advance the shipment, what we can do at best is to ship 4,000 metric ton of rice in part in June, and the remaining 1,000 metric ton in July. We hope the proposal will satisfy you. Should the arrangement be completed, you are under the necessity of amendment of the covering credit to allow partial shipments and meanwhile inform us. The earlier confirmation from you is appreciated, as we hope that we will make arrangements accordingly. Dear Sirs, our SC number 3456, we acknowledge with thanks the receipt of your confirmation of the SC number 3456 for 1,000 metric ton of chemical fertilizer. We assure you that the goods ordered are available, and therefore we guarantee delivery to Tokyo before the 30th of March. We will ship the lot without fail as soon as we have received instructions from your bank's correspondents in Atlanta. We have already sent a pro forma invoice for the merchandise to you, and it should reach you within a few days. All costs to you are stated on it. When we have heard from your bank's correspondents, we will immediately advise you of the date of shipment. You may rest assured that we will fully follow the instructions in your letter of credit. Yours faithfully. Dear Sirs, 4,500 kilograms wool. This letter notifies you that the goods of 4,500 kilograms wool were shipped today in accordance with the stipulations set forth in the captioned LC number 987, and confirm our cable to this effect as follows. Contract 123 LC 987, 4,500 wool shipped London sailing 7th July. The following copies of shipping documents are enclosed, so that you may find no trouble in taking delivery of the goods when they arrive. Our invoice number 12 in duplicate, packing list number 45 in duplicate, non-negotiable bill of lading number YU680, insurance policy number HJ432, survey report number WE543. We hope the goods will arrive at the destination in perfect condition, and appreciate very much the cooperation between us. We look forward to more opportunities to pay our most careful attention to your future correspondence, inquiries, and orders. Yours sincerely,